Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet. Well, it's the big show. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Open Tuesdays through Fridays and weekends through October. For more info, just go to greatlakesdragaway.com.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Oh my goodness, we are within 2 hours away. I just cannot wait. Brewers, Nationals, game. It's not even game one. You could call it game one. You could call it game seven. Whatever you want to call it, it is a one-game playoff to get to L.A. and face the Los Angeles Dodgers. And Gary, I've been saying this for a long time on the postgame show with Tim Allen, who's going to join us at 5:30, and him and I are going to go 90 minutes and take you up till first pitch here on the Fan. I've been saying I wanted a date with the Dodgers again, and that was what this season was. A lot of people were saying, well, you got to get higher than you did last year. You got to get farther than you did last year. To me, I just wanted to hit the reset button, turn off the council after we lost in Game 7 to the Dodgers at home, and just get those guys again. You're one win away, one night away from it, you know, nine innings from getting a date with those dudes again and having a chance to vanquish those demons in the NLDS, and you get them on a short week, too.
Yeah, well, hold down a little bit, guy. Let's just get past these jokers first, okay? Oh,
they're going to tag.
Hold it down. Let's just get past tags.
Two, three rounds early.
Every time you do this, something bad happens.
Hey, all I'm
just going to remind you.
Hold on. I have no bearing on what the outcome of tonight's game is.
None.
Despite what we all want to say that I can put a jinx on the team.
There's no such thing as that.
I have no bearing on what happens in this game
tonight.
You're
not pitching and hitting.
No. And for that, just let everybody know, the Washington Nationals have literally never won a big game ever. They never advanced in the National League playoffs.
No, I understand that. Leroy doesn't believe in this crap.
No, and I go to church.
Billy can say he don't believe in this crap. But Gary, you were with me long enough. How many times have I just put the stone cold whammy on a team?
You have nothing to do with the outcome.
Stone cold whammy.
How many times have I done it?
All the time. And Bill has two
sisters. That's adorable. You have that much bearing on the game.
Bill has been doing this stuff too. Yeah, he just jumps
and
out.
And when I've done it in the past, Gary just like, you just done screwed this whole thing up.
I love him.
Call your local pastor, Steve.
Hate it.
It's just adorable that you think you have that much bearing on what the outcome of the game is. That's just over 16 hours away.
Right. I hate it.
You have no bearing on what happens in this game. Sorry, Steve. I appreciate
you live in your literal world, and that's fine. I'm just telling you that I've been through this enough. I do believe in jinxes and all that stuff. You don't, which is fine. Everybody's different. But yeah, in this, I just feel like feels like a jinx to me. But we'll see. Hope not.
Didn't feel like they had a chance to win the game anyway, right?
No, I don't think they do. But you're just making me more nervous by being so confident as you are that they're going to get Scherzer.
So then wouldn't that be somewhat of a reverse lock if you don't think that there's any chance that they're going to win?
Ah, good spinneroonie.
Just saying. They have no chance.
Spinneroonie.
Scherzer's so good. Just amazing. He's the best pitcher of all time.
Why'd they make the flight?
I don't know, and I don't know why they haven't won any of his last seven postseason games.
Oh, they shouldn't play. You need to stop now.
They should just turn around and come on home.
Leroy, you're better than that.
I'm just saying.
Why do they make the flight?
That's why Leroy's smiling, because he knew he went over the top.
Got to play the game.
Billy is right. You can say what you want, wear what you want. It's going to happen.
Just because I got a Ryan Braun jersey on doesn't mean Braun's hitting a two-run shot tonight.
Right.
Do I want him to? Yes.
Of course.
Just because I've been saying Trent Grisham's going to get a double or a home run to lead off the game, does that mean he's going to? Well, probably. But does it have any bearing on if he does? No. But do the Brewers win tonight? 414-799-1250. We'll do this up until 5:30 when Tim and I have the on-deck show. Stevie says they got no chance. Gary, tonight, Scherzer, Woodruff, Brewers, Nationals. What's your outlook tonight for the Brewers?
Yeah, I'm with my boy Leap 36. What's the score going to be, Leap?
6-4
6-4 Now, that's not hitting the under like I would like it to, but that works out.
Ain't gonna be no under.
Lee, how many is Woodruff gonna go, Lee?
3-7/19
That works out.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Lee, how many home runs Ryan Braun gonna hit tonight?
He gonna tag him for at least one.
Yeah, probably.
And one triple in the corner. The guy can't follow the ball. He may inside the
Lee, park. What Travis Shaw gonna do tonight?
Hopefully not play.
I'm asking.
No, yeah, come off the bench and be 1-for-2
See that?
I like that idea.
You buying all that, right? That's my boy.
He still got a pretty swing.
That's my boy, Lee.
If he leave it up, it's gone.
See?
I think he can draw a walk.
Trent Grisham going to really be the guy of the game.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking.
They don't have a book on him.
Or Keston Hira. Keston Hira hit
if he raised that leg, it's over. As soon as he raised the leg, it's a home run.
So nobody is feeling confident outside of Leroy and myself about this game.
Why? No.
Very well, Leroy.
What'd you say?
Gary said he's with
you
Leroy.
You had the high
Gary
voice on. Running. You were making jokes about Leroy.
Steve,
you didn't answer the question.
I made jokes about Leroy.
Steve, he don't believe it.
I made jokes about Leroy.
Because your voice is higher than
the
first
I just asked Leroy. I just asked Leroy. What's his name?
Leroy Butler.
I just asked Leroy how many home runs Ryan Braun going to get tonight. How many home runs Ryan Braun get?
He think it's a joke.
Yeah, it obviously is a joke.
How many home runs?
That's sad.
Then he gonna run to Twitter. I told you they were gonna do this.
Yeah. Told you it would happen. Told you Travis Shaw was gonna be on the postseason roster.
I did tell you that.
Yeah. So that was the only thing you are gonna tell us about this game tonight.
Well, analyze the game for us, then Gary. Hit the hard button. Analyze it for us. What's gonna happen?
Well, here's what I would like to happen.
Oh, I'd like for him to win. That's not what we're
asking. Well, we all want him to win, but I want to.
And I'm just going to go here with my gut feeling that the Milwaukee Brewers can pull a win out. This is just straight gut. Just straight good stuff. But if you just go by numbers, which most baseball guys do, there's no way the Brewers should win this game. Kane and Braun are, 0-29?
Lorenzo Cain over 13, Ryan Braun over 15 lifetime.
I mean, they're due.
I think Moustakas is 6-36. But, like you said, Billy, the Nationals have never
advanced in the postseason since becoming an organization.
So I just hope it's not the first one.
Since they moved here from Montreal and came to the nation's capital, they have not advanced in the postseason. So, I mean, you can take that for what you want. You can take that for being a homer. That's just fact. They've never won a big game, ever.
Nothing.
Ever. And there's 0-7 in the last postseason starts by Steven Strasburg. So, yes, is he great? Yes. Is he tremendous? Sure. Can he beat this team? Absolutely.
Strasburg or Scherzer?
No, they're going to bring it. They're going to bring him in, too.
They're going to use both of them, probably.
No, but you said Strasburg was 0-7. So, Strasburg hasn't won either.
Strasburg lost the last two times they've been in the playoffs. Sorry, I misspoke. It's Scherzer that's 0-7 the last seven times.
They've never advanced. Strasburg doesn't have that many wins, obviously.
Right. They've never advanced since they were in the playoffs. So.
And they ain't going to advance this time.
Thank you, Leroy. Goodness gracious. Are we all good? Are we all done here?
Yeah, you were just asking what we thought was going to happen.
Well, no one was answering.
You seem like you're getting mad.
No, we just told you everything. So I didn't know what we were doing.
The whole soliloquy.
All right, I'll tell you guys about Bofrating beer. Then 100% all natural ingredients. It's Bofrating beer. It's the best kind of beer you can have. And people keep asking, is it really that good, guys? Absolutely, it's that good. Go and test it out today at Total Wine and More, Consumer Beverage, Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly, or you can enjoy a fresh tap at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, the Nomad and Sport Club. Bofrating beer and encouraging everybody to drink in the BOF this football season because it's 100% natural and made from 3 all-natural ingredients. Fresh spring water, the finest barley, and the choicest hops. That's it. No additives, no artificial flavors, just beer made the way it was meant to be made. You'll notice the difference that superior ingredients make immediately, whether you're enjoying the crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple, or the perfectly balanced Brune at 7.2. And thanks to Bofrating's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality, all of its brews give you the full flavor with a crisp, clean finish. And like I said, guys, I get asked this all the time. Is it really that good? Yes. And just don't take my word for it. Go test it out at all those great places I told you. Or tomorrow, I'll let you know what BOF the Bar situation looks like for this week. That's Thursday nights where you get free Bofrating. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Today's Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM in the freeradio.com app. 5:30 coming up. It's going to be myself and Tim Allen, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show. It's a special 90-minute version of the On Deck Show as we are getting you ready for wild card baseball here on the Fan. And while the Brewers are in D.C. today, taking on the Nationals, Chuck Freeman from the 105.7 FM, the Fan's Chuck and Winkler, the award-winning morning show here on the Fan. He is down in D.C. collecting audio, doing hits with all of us here. He joined us at 3:48. He'll be on with us during the pregame show and the postgame show, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, tonight after the Brewers, hopefully, end the Washington Nationals season, send Max Scherzer on home, and he can go and rest and figure out how he can make it that the team doesn't lose 9 straight postseason starts that he has, because he's going to lose another one tonight, and people are going to make a lot of money here on the run line. What?
Hey, Billy, so let me ask you a question. So you got this On Deck show coming up, and you guys are going to, we'll hear from Christian Yelich on the show, hear from Craig Counsell on the show to obviously look at the lineup, and you guys go back and forth on that. I don't think you and Tim Allen agree on whether or not Grisham should be in the lineup tonight, so that'll be fun to listen to. People can call in if they want during the On Deck show and talk to you and Tim.
Enjoy.
But this is my thing. So you have yourself so far out in front that they're winning, they're going to play the Dodgers Thursday night, and that's happening. Do you think the crash will be harder because you got yourself so far up on this if they lose, or do you think it wouldn't matter either way?
What do you mean by that? Like, what, how am I going to be sad?
No. Because I know, I've done what he's doing right now. I've done it lots of times. Gary shaking his head, yes, I've been there. And for me,
but we are different people.
Right.
No doubt.
Thank one has a black
yeah,
cloud.
Yeah, but Steve going to hate everybody the next day when he does.
He's right.
Win, lose, or draw.
No doubt. Right. Gary knows me. Because for me, it makes it even worse.
You want everybody fired.
If I get way out in front on something, and I think I'm right. Yes. And if it's wrong, I get angrier than I normally would have if I had not gotten way out in front on it.
Correct.
That's what I'm asking you. Like, for you, you know how you are. Do you think it's worse for you if you get way out in front on something, or do you think your reaction's the same either way?
No, I mean, I'll be devastated if they lose tonight.
Either way.
Right. As I'd be devastated if they got swept by the Dodgers or if they lost in Game 5 by the Dodgers. I mean, either way it happens, the season's going to end really abruptly, and I'm going to go from hanging out doing Brewer postgame shows every single night to being like bored. So I mean, either way it's going to stink whenever the season ends. It always does. But either way that it comes out, I think that they're going to win tonight, and I am very happy to be the only one excited that they're going to win tonight. Like that's fine with me. It doesn't matter to me either way.
You see how
sorry,
I spun that?
You see how I spun yeah, that? Roy Butler's here as well.
No, you don't mean it don't matter bother you either way.
What do you mean? Like I'm going to be in pain if they lose tonight. I would have been sad if they would have lost and been 20 games under 500.
No, we don't even think about the loss part. We'll deal with that later.
Right now, it's about winning the game.
Yeah,
that's all it's about right now.
How are you going to
positive
win the game?
Positive flow, yeah.
Right, so that's what we deal with. We don't deal with the. You know, with baseball, it's different than football. So baseball, everything rides tonight. That's why Scherzing is going. Otherwise, they'll pitch somebody else and save him for the Dodgers. No, they're going to put their best tonight. So everything rides tonight. So it has to be a positive outlook. That's what therapists tell you.
Yeah, the smart people enough. Tell you, too.
Well, they try to keep it positive. Anybody can come in with a bunch of negative thoughts. I'm here to cure it.
Okay. Yeah. Here,
right. Okay. You're right.
Swing it the way you want
so you
it to be.
So you have to help Steve think like you.
Sure. About right. How Trent Grisham's going to lead off the game with an
there
extra base
hit. There you go. Because he don't see that.
And then it's followed up by so the guy having 100 walks. And Yasmani Grandal probably drawing a free pass. And you got first and second, nobody out.
Now you're preaching.
Or you're up 1-0.
All
one on, nobody out.
Thoughts. All positive.
And then somebody else is going to have to figure it out then.
Are you buying some of this?
Because, Mike Moustakas is coming up. Oh. And he's gone yard against you in the playoffs.
Oh, there you go.
Back when you were wearing a Detroit Tigers jersey.
There you go. There
thinking you were all hot stuff. I just swore in the air.
This is the thing.
There you go, Billy.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
This is the thing, man.
He ain't buying it.
Look, no. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with Billy whatsoever. But I just have always been curious about something, right? So in the National Football League, they sometimes bring guys in to give rah-rah speeches, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay. In the NBA and college basketball, they will do the same thing from time to time, once in a while, bring somebody and talk.
Yeah, bring an old head in.
Why don't they do that in baseball ever?
How you know they did?
Because I'm telling you.
Like Robin Yount.
You bring in some famous Robin Yount.
No,
maybe it's Yelich tonight. Maybe Yelich is that guy.
He's that guy.
Okay, but my point is, if you listen.
I wasn't available, but go ahead.
I wouldn't have picked you anyhow.
Yeah, but they want to pick me. They want to win.
I would have picked Billy. Mm-hmm. You listen to Billy
They've seen Billy scratching
Billy could have had this whole team all fired up, ready to run through a wall for him.
Nah.
Yeah, he could have. Did you just hear all this?
His hair in a ponytail.
No, they got their boy. No, they got Yelich there already.
Right, they got Yelich. But I'm going to tell you where Billy needs to be at, though. When they play Amherst again next week, he need to be in that locker room at Carroll College.
And why you got to
that's where he need to be.
Why you got to
play Amherst? If they play Amherst next year at Amherst,
below the belt.
They need to put Billy in the locker room.
Well, they need Billy to kick.
Billy need to be the designated alumni coming back for Carroll College and Amherst. In Amherst, Illinois next year. Who I need to call to get that done, Bill?
Yeah, that should happen. I agree.
The new head coach. I think that's what we'll have to do because our head coach will be gone.
Do you have a head coach yet?
No. Actually, Gary. Our coach, Mark Kraskowski, is going to finish up as his final
year. You should be the next head coach of Carroll. Billy can be on your staff. And LeBron can be your defensive coordinator.
Oh, no, I ain't leaving the radio.
Coach of college.
Come back, get ready. So
I think we're all good. Ladies, man, show you like this job 7 here. FM, so The Fan.
I don't want that
on deck show starts getting you ready for Brewers and Nationals here on The Fan.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.